Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated over on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, in the year 2020, our first chamber chat with Emily Bivens, Jamestown Chamber Executive Director. Emily, welcome back to our show.
Thanks, Warren.
Yeah, it's nice to see you. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Very excited for what 2020 has in store for the Chamber and the growth of Jamestown. So we're going to get a chance to talk about some of the things kicking off 2020. Business after hours, we always talk about those. The first one coming up here at the JRMC, right?
Yeah, it's going to be really exciting. Of course, they're going to highlight their cancer center. So that'll be January 14th. It's a Tuesday from 4:30 to 6. And they're going to have open house, kind of self-guided tours. You can meet some of their providers. But we always say it's always a fun time, business after hours. And like I said, they'll probably be highlighting their cancer center and a few other things. So just come on out and have a good time, enjoy some refreshments and network.
What other reason would you be going to a hospital, whether you're sick, in an emergency, or paying a bill? Why not go when you don't have to do any of those things? Right,
exactly. And everybody's in a good mood and everything's going well. And plus it's another way to meet providers and, like we said, network, and it'll be a good time.
Yeah, and if you haven't checked out the Cancer Center, like you said, that'll be a good chance for that. So business after hours, JRMC on January 14th. Those always go 4:30 to 6:30, I believe, right?
4:30 to 6.
Yep. to 6. Excellent. So make sure you have plans to be there. Emily, business trainings as well. You guys team up with other entities in order to put on different trainings. Make sure people are their best business self, right?
Yes. We provide professional development opportunities with TrainND and JSDC. It's a partnership that we've had for a long time. Mm-hmm. But we have a few coming up in January. We have a management essentials training on January 15th. And the registration deadline for that is Sunday the 5th. So if you want to check that out, go to our website, jamestownchamber.com. And you can register online and everything and reserve your spot for that. Our other one is Microsoft Excel Level 1, which is January 22nd. Okay. And then I know I'm getting ahead of myself, but on February 12th, we're going to be having one about an inclusive workplace.
Interesting.
And I'm really interested in that one, and I hope lots of people sign up for it. Yeah. I think it'll be really good.
Well, and you have plenty of time. There's probably limited space, so the earlier you sign up, the better for these things.
Yes.
Emily Bivens, Jamestown Chamber of Commerce Executive Director, joining us right now on Let's Talk About It. Business after hours, business trainings all through the chamber. And of course, with those other entities, TrainND and JSDC. Emily, another thing coming up is the Winter Ag and Construction Expo. The Chamber Ag Energy Committee is getting involved. They've put together an expert panel that'll be there, right?
Yeah, I'm really excited for this. Our Ag Energy Committee has been hard at work putting this together. We've had commitments from North Dakota Ag Commissioner Doug Goring, North Dakota Farmers Union President Mark Watney, the Soybean Growers Association Executive Director Nancy Johnson, and the Stockman's Association Executive Director Julie Ellingson.
Awesome.
They will be our panelists, and of course Mick Kerr will be moderating the panel, and it'll be on January 16th at 10:30 at the Civic Center during the Winter Ag and Construction Expo, which is an open event. It's free to the public. Mm-hmm. You can come and check it out, and then I believe lunch is right after the panel, so it'll be really good discussion, really informative, and awesome that all those panelists are going to be here in Jamestown.
Well, and like you said before, too, a really important topic of conversation, trades and tariffs, and
absolutely
how they affect our local farmers. So if you know a farmer, or if this affects you in any way, shape, or form, you're encouraged to come
Which
and learn
does.
More about it. And it does, exactly. 100%
We're
does.
All affected by the agricultural industry in North Dakota. And so just coming to be more informed about all of the trades, the tariffs talk, everything that's going on, I think it'll be a really good discussion.
Definitely. So again, that's January 16th, 10:30 during the Winter Ag and Construction Expo at the Jamestown Civic Center. Emily, we saved the best for last. I'm very, very excited. It returns again, going on 89 years, the Jamestown Area Chamber of Commerce annual banquet, right?
Yes, very exciting. We've talked about this before, but I always love this event. It's such a fun evening. We get to highlight all the good things happening in our community, looking back at 2019, all the great things that happened then, and then looking forward into 2020 and how we're going to grow and develop more. So really fun event. Like you said, it's our 89th annual. It's going to be January 23rd at Harold Newman Arena, And we're going to start the evening off with a social at 5:30, and then dinner's at 6:30, and the awards will follow that. So really fun night. You can get tickets right now. They're available online, or you can stop by our office. It's $40 per ticket. After the 15th, it goes up to $50 per ticket. Perfect. And we do have limited seating, so you want to get that your name in there ahead of time.
Right. And for those who make it an annual thing to go to the banquet, we welcome you, but a change of venue as well. I always want to make sure we get to that because it's always been in one spot, but it changed a little bit this year.
Yeah, yeah. And I think it'll be a little exciting of just a new fresh look. A new venue always freshens things up. So it'll be really fun.
Numerous awards given out for those who made an impact in 2019 and really for their entire life. So there's going to be a lot of awards, a lot of great opportunity to help the chamber and continue to do what you guys do in 2022.
Yeah, yeah. We'll be recognizing all of the Customer Service Award winners from 2019 and the Business of the Month Award winners from 2019. And then our Beautification Committee, our Chamber Beautification Committee, always gives out three different awards, the Continuing Beautification Award, Best New Landscaping, and Spot of Beauty. And then, of course, we have our four big main community awards, the Young Professional of the Year, the Business of the Year, the Above and Beyond Award winner, and the Citizen of the Year.
It's awesome. It's a fantastic night. Get your tickets if you've never been before. Get your tickets so you can take it in.
And we have two great hosts returning. Mr. Warren Abrahamson himself and then Cyril Swedlin will both be there.
Well, we're excited about that.
Yeah.
I think me more than Cyril, but like that's I don't want to speak for Cyril.
Challenge accepted, I would guess.
Now he's going to come with more energy than I will. So we'll see how that goes. So lots of things happening with the chamber as always. Get your tickets for these events. Sign up for the business training. Show up to the business after hours. Help support the chamber and what they do in 2020. Emily, if people have questions about these, want to get tickets or have any questions about the chamber, what are ways they can get to you?
Absolutely. Like I said, you can check out our website, jamestownchamber.com. You can email me, director@jamestownchamber.com. Call us, 701-252-4830, or stop down and see us. We're located at 122nd Street Southeast in downtown Jamestown.
There it is. Emily, happy 2020, and thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Warren.